Mark chapter 1. The beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. As it is written in Isaiah the prophet, "Behold, I send my messenger before your face, who will prepare your way, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, 'Make ready the way of the Lord, make his path straight.'" John the Baptist appeared in the wilderness, preaching a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. And all the country of Judea was going out to him, and all of the people of Jerusalem, and they were being baptized by him in the Jordan River, confessing their sins. And John was clothed with camel's hair, and wore a leather belt about his waist, and his diet was locusts and wild honey. And he was preaching and saying, "After me comes one who is mightier than I, and I am not even fit to stoop down and untie the thong of his sandals. I baptize you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." And it came about in those days that Jesus came from Nazareth in Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. And immediately, coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens opened and the Spirit like a dove descending upon him. And a voice came out of the heavens, "Thou art my beloved Son, in you I am well pleased." And immediately the Spirit impelled him to go into the wilderness. And he was in the wilderness 40 days, being tempted by Satan. And he was with the wild beasts, and the angels were ministering to him. And after John had been taken into custody, Jesus came to Galilee, preaching the gospel of God, and saying, "The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel." And as he was going by the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and Andrew, the brother of Simon, casting a net in the sea, for they were fishermen. And Jesus said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." And they immediately left their nets and followed him. And going on a little further, he saw James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, who were also in a boat mending the nets. And immediately he called them, and they left their father Zebedee in the boat with the hired servants and went away to follow him. And they went to Capernaum. And immediately on the Sabbath, he entered the synagogue and began to preach. And they were amazed at his teaching, for he was teaching them as one having authority, not as the scribes. And just then there was in their synagogue a man with an unclean spirit, and he cried out, saying, "What do we have to do with you, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." And Jesus rebuked him, saying, "Be quiet and come out of him." And throwing him into convulsion, the unclean spirit cried out with a loud voice and came out of him. And they were all amazed, so that they debated among themselves, saying, "What is this, a new teaching with authority? He commands even the unclean spirits, and they obey him." And immediately the news about him went out everywhere into all the surrounding districts of Galilee. And immediately, after they had come out of the synagogue, they came into the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John. Now Simon's mother-in-law was lying sick with a fever, and immediately they spoke to him about her. And he came to her, raised her up, taking her by the hand, and the fever left her, and she began to serve them. And when evening had come, after the sun had set, they began bringing to him all who were ill and those who were demon-possessed, and the whole city was gathered at the door. And he healed many who were ill with various diseases, casting out many demons, and he was not permitting the demons to speak, because they knew who he was. And in the early morning, while it was still dark, he arose and went out and departed to a lonely place and was praying there. And Simon and his companions hunted for him, and they found him and said to him, "Everyone is looking for you." And he said to him, "Let us go somewhere else, to the towns nearby, in order that I may preach to them also, for that is what I came out for." And he went out to their synagogue throughout all Galilee and preached and cast out the demons. And a leper came to him, beseeching him, and falling on his knees before him, saying to him, "If you are willing, you can make me clean." And moved with compassion, he stretched out his hand, and he touched him. And he said to him, "I am willing, be cleansed." And immediately the leprosy left him, and he was cleansed. And he sternly warned him, and immediately sent him away. And he said to him, "See that you say nothing to anyone, but go show yourself to the priests and offer for your cleansing what Moses commanded, for a testimony to them." But he went out and began to proclaim it freely and to spread the news about to such an extent that Jesus could no longer publicly enter a city, but stayed out in the unpopulated areas, and they were coming to him from everywhere. Mark 2. And when he had come back to Capernaum several days afterwards, it was heard that he was at a home. And many were gathered together, so that there was no longer any room near the door, and he was speaking the word to them. And they came bringing to him a paralytic, carried by four men, and being unable to get to him on account of the crowd, they removed the roof above him, and then they dug through an opening, and they let down the pallet on which the paralytic was lying. And Jesus, seeing their faith, said to the paralytic, "My son, your sins are forgiven." But then some of the scribes sitting there and reasoning in their hearts, "What does this man speak that way? Why does this man speak that way? He is blaspheming. Who can forgive sins but God alone?" And immediately Jesus perceived in his spirit that they were reasoning that way within themselves, and said, "Why are you reasoning about these things in your heart? Which is easier to say to the paralytic, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to say, 'Arise and take up your pallet and walk'? But in order that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins," he said to the paralytic, "I say to you, rise, take up your pallet and go home." And he arose and immediately took up his pallet and went on in the sight of all, so that all were amazed and were glorifying God, saying, "We have never seen anything like this." And he went out again by the seashore, and all the multitudes were coming to him, and he was teaching them. And as he passed by, he saw Levi, the son of Alphaeus, sitting in the tax office, and he said to him, "Follow me." And he arose and followed him. And it came about, when he was reclining at table in his house, and many tax gatherers and sinners were dining with Jesus and his disciples, that there were many of them, and they were following him. And when the scribes of the Pharisees saw that he was eating with sinners and tax gatherers, they began saying to his disciples, "Why is he eating and drinking with tax gatherers and sinners?" And hearing this, Jesus said to them, "Is it not those who are healthy who need a physician? But no, those who are sick. I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners." And John's disciples and the Pharisees were fasting, and they came and said to him, "Why do John's disciples and the disciples of the Pharisees fast, but your disciples do not fast?" And Jesus said to him, "While the bridegroom is with them, the attendants of the bridegroom do not fast, do they? So long as they have the bridegroom with them, they cannot fast. But the days will come when the bridegroom will be taken away from them, and then they will fast in that day. No one sews a patch of unshrunk cloth on an old garment. Otherwise the patch pulls away from it, and the new from the old, and a worse tear results. And no one puts new wine into old wineskins. Otherwise the wine will burst the skin, and the wine will be lost in the skin as well. But one puts new wine into fresh wineskins." And it came about that he was passing through the grain fields on the Sabbath, and his disciples began to make their way along while picking the heads of grain. And the Pharisees were saying to him, "See here, why are they doing what is not lawful on the Sabbath?" And he said to them, "Have you never read what David did when he was in need and became hungry, he and his companions, how he entered the house of God at the time of Abiathar the high priest and ate the consecrated bread, which is not lawful for anyone to eat except the priests, and he gave it also to those who were with him?" And he was saying to them, "The Sabbath is made for man, and not man for the Sabbath. Consequently, the Son of Man is Lord even of the Sabbath." Mark 3. And he entered again into a synagogue, and a man was there with a withered hand, and they were watching him to see if he would heal on the Sabbath, in order that they might accuse him. And he said to the man with the withered hand, "Rise and come forward." And he said to them, "Is it lawful on the Sabbath to do good or to harm, to save a life or to kill?" But they kept silent. And after looking around at them with anger, grieved at the hardness of their hearts, he said to the man, "Stretch out your hand." And he stretched it out, and his hand was restored. And the Pharisees went out and immediately began taking counsel with the Herodians against him as to how they might destroy him. And Jesus withdrew to the sea, and his disciples and a great multitude from Galilee followed, and also from Judea, and from Jerusalem, and from Idumea, and beyond the Jordan, and the vicinity of Tyre and Sidon, a great multitude heard of all that he was doing and came to him. And he told his disciples that a boat should stand ready for him, because the multitude, in order that they might not crowd him. For he had healed many, and with the result that those who had afflictions pressed on him in order to touch him. Whenever the unclean spirits beheld him, they would fall down before him and cry out, saying, "You are the Son of God." And he earnestly warned them not to reveal his identity. And he went up into the mountains and summoned those whom he himself wanted, and they came to him. And he appointed 12, that they might be with him, and that he might send them out to preach, and to have authority to cast out demons. He appointed the 12, Simon, to whom he gave the name Peter, and James, the son of Zebedee, and John, the brother of James. To them he gave the name Boanerges, which means sons of thunder, and Andrew, and Philip, and Bartholomew, and Matthew, and Thomas, and James the son of Alphaeus, and Thaddeus, and Simon the Cyrene, and Judas Iscariot, who also betrayed him. And he came home, and the multitude gathered again, to such an extent that they could not even eat a meal. And when his own people heard of this, they went out to take custody of them, for they were saying, "He's lost his senses." And the scribes came down from Jerusalem, saying, "He is possessed by Beelzebub, and he cast out demons by the ruler of demons." And he came to them himself and began speaking to them in parables. How can Satan cast out Satan? And if a kingdom is divided against itself, that kingdom cannot stand. And if a house is divided against itself, that house will not be able to stand. And if Satan has risen up against himself and is divided, he cannot stand, but he is finished. But no man can enter the strong man's house and plunder his property unless he first binds the strong man, and then he will plunder his house. Truly I say to you, all sins shall be forgiven the sons of men, and whatever blasphemy the other. But whoever blasphemes against the Holy Spirit never has forgiveness, but is guilty of an eternal sin. But they were saying, "He is an unclean spirit." And his mother and brothers arrived, standing outside, and they sent word to him and called him. And a multitude was sitting around him, and they said to him, "Behold, your mother and brothers are outside looking for you." And answering them, he said, "Who are my mother and my brothers?" And he looked about to those who were sitting around him. He said, "Behold, my mother and my brothers. For whoever does the will of God, he is my brother and sister and mother." And he began to teach again, Mark 4. And he began to teach again by the seashore. And such a great multitude gathered before him that he got into a boat into the sea and sat down, and all the multitudes were by the seashore on the land. And he was teaching them many things in parables, and was saying to them his teaching. Listen to this. Behold, the sower went out to sow, and it came about that as he was sowing, some seed fell against beside the road, and the birds came and ate it up. And other seed fell on rocky ground, where it did not have much soil, and immediately it sprang up, because it had no depth of soil. And after the sun had risen, it was scorched, and because it had no root, it withered away. And other seed fell among the thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it, and it yielded no crop. And other seed fell into the good soil, and as they grew up, increased, and they were yielding a crop which produced 30, 60, and 100-fold. And he was saying, "He who has ears, let him hear." And as soon as he was alone, his followers, along with the 12, began asking him about the parables. And he was saying to them, "To you it has been given the mystery of the kingdom of God, but those who are outside get everything in parables, in order that while seeing they may see and not perceive, and while hearing they may hear and not understand, lest they return again and be forgiven." And he said to them, "Do you not understand this parable? And how will you understand all the parables? The sower sows the word. And these are the ones who beside the road, and these are the ones who are beside the road where the word is sown. And they hear, and immediately Satan comes and takes away the word which has been sown in them. And in a similar way, these are the ones on whom the seed was sown in rocky places, who, when they hear the word, immediately receive it with joy, but then they have no firm root in themselves, and they are only temporary. Then, when affliction and persecution arises because of the word, immediately they fall away. And others are the ones whom the seed was sown among the thorns. These are the ones who have heard the word, and the worries of the world, and the deceitfulness of riches, and the desires for other things enter in, and choke the word, and it becomes unfruitful. And those are the ones whom the seed was sown on the good ground, and they hear the word and accept it, and bear fruit, 30, 60, and 100-fold. And he was saying to them, "A lamp is not brought in to be put under a peck measure, is it, or under a bed? No, it's brought to be put on the lampstand. For nothing is hidden except to be revealed, nor has anything been secret, but that it should come to light. If a man has ears to hear, let him hear." And he was saying to them, take care what you listen to. By your standard of measure it shall be measured to you, and more shall be given to you besides. For whoever has, to him shall more be given, and whoever does not have, even what he has, shall be taken away. And he was saying, the kingdom of heaven is like a man who casts seed on the ground, and goes to bed at night, and gets up by the day. And the seed sprouts up and grows. How? He himself does not know. The earth produces crop by itself, first the blade, then the head, then the mature grain in the head. And when the crop permits, he immediately puts the sickle in, because the harvest has come. And he said, how shall we picture the kingdom of God, or by what parable shall we present it? It is like a mustard seed, which when sown upon the ground, though it is smaller than all the seeds that are on the ground, yet when it is sown grows up and becomes larger than all the garden plants, and forms large branches, so that the birds of the air can nest under its shade. And with many such parables he was speaking the word to them, and they were able to hear it. And he was not speaking to them without parables, but he was explaining everything privately to his own disciples. And one day, when the evening had come, he said to them, let us go over to the other side. And leaving the multitude, they took him along with them. And just as he was in the boat, and the other boat were with him, and there arose a fierce gale of wind and waves breaking over the boat, so much that the boat was already filling up. And he himself was in the stern asleep on a cushion, and they woke him and said to him, teacher, do you not care that we are perishing? And being aroused, he rebuked the winds and said to the sea, hush, be still. And the wind died down, and it became perfectly calm. And he said to them, why are you so timid? How is it that you have no faith? And they became very much afraid, and they said to one another, who is this that even the wind and the sea obey him? Mark 5. And they came to the other side of the sea, in the country of the Gerasenes. And when he had come out of the boat, immediately a man from the tombs with an unclean spirit met him. And he had been dwelling among the tombs, and no one was able to bind him anymore, even with a chain, because he had often been bound with shackles and chains, and the chains had been torn apart by him, and the shackles were broken in pieces, and no one was strong enough to subdue him. And constantly, night and day, among the tombs and in the mountains, he was crying out and gnashing and gashing himself with stones. And seeing Jesus from a distance, he ran up and bowed down before him, and he cried out with a loud voice, and he said, what do I have to do with you, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I implore you by God, do not torment me. For he had been saying to him, come out of the man, you unclean spirit. And he was asking him, what is your name? And he said to him, my name is Legion, for we are many. And he began to entreat him earnestly not to send him out of the country. And there was a big herd of swine feeding there on the mountainside. And they entreated him, saying, send us into the swine, so that we may enter them. And he gave them permission, and coming out, the unclean spirits entered the swine, and the herd rushed down the steep bank into the sea, about 2,000 of them, and they were drowned in the sea. And those who tended them ran away and reported in the city what and out in the country. And the people came to see what had happened. And they came to Jesus and observed the man who had been demon-possessed, sitting down, clothed in his right mind, the very man who had had the legion. And they became frightened. And those who had seen it described to them how it happened, and the demon-possessed man, and all about the swine. And they began to entreat him to depart their region. And as he was getting into the boat, the man who had been demon-possessed was enticing him that he might accompany him. And he did not let him, but he said, go home to your people, and report to them what great things the Lord has done for you, and how he has mercy on you. And he went off and began to proclaim in Decapolis what great things Jesus had done for him, and everyone marveled. And when Jesus crossed over again in the boat on the other side, a great multitude gathered about him, and he stayed by the seashore. And one of the synagogue officials, named Jairus, came up, and upon seeing him, fell at his feet, and entreated him earnestly, saying, my little daughter is at the point of death. Please come and lay your hands on her, that she may get well and live. And he went off with him, and a great multitude was following him and pressing in on him. And a woman, who had had a hemorrhage for 12 years, and had endured much at the hand of many physicians, and had spent all that she had, and was not helped at all, but rather had grown worse, and after hearing about Jesus, came in upon the crowd behind him, and touched his cloak. For she thought, if I just touch his garments, I will get well. And immediately the flow of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of her affliction. And immediately Jesus perceived in himself that the power proceeding from him had gone forth, turned around to the crowd, and said, "Who touched my garments?" And the disciples said to him, "You see the multitude pressing in on you, and you say, 'Who touched me?'" And he looked around to see the woman who had done this. But the woman, feared and trembling, aware of what had happened to her, came and fell down before him and told him the whole truth. And he said to her, "Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your affliction." And when he was still speaking, they came from the house of the synagogue official, saying, "Your daughter has died. Why trouble the teacher anymore?" But Jesus, overhearing what they were saying, said to the synagogue official, "Do not be afraid any longer, only believe." And he allowed no one to follow with him, except Peter and James and John, the brother of James. And they came to the house of the synagogue official, and he said, and he beheld a commotion, and the people were loudly weeping and wailing. And entering in, he said to them, "Why make a commotion and weep? The child is not dead, but asleep." And they were laughing at him, but putting them all out, he took along the child's father and mother and his own companions and entered the room where the child was. And taking the child by the hand, he said to her, "Talitha kumi," which means, "Little girl, I say to you, arise." And immediately the girl got up and began to walk, for she was 12 years old. And immediately they were completely astounded. And he gave them strict orders that no one should know about this. And he said to them, "Something should be given her to eat."